UJFM.
Kane the Kid right here on UJFM 95.4, the best campus radio station on planet Earth. And you are tuned in to The Inside Show with myself, the boss lady, Joy Fagude. But I'm thankfully not alone here in studio. I've got my amazing news anchor, Opumi. Was his own giant Pumi. Second hour.
I'm excited.
You know who's in studio?
Do you know who is here?
We are in studio with our amazing Vice Chancellor, Prof. Letlhokwa Mpedi. How are you doing, Prof?
I'm good. And how are you, Joy?
I'm doing good.
I like how you pronounce our news anchor's name.
Yes.
Say it again.
Uphumelele Zulu.
Uphumelele Zulu mntwana.
Indaba isizwe.
Prof, I actually saw you earlier this week. On Monday. You gave me M&M's when I was driving out of APK.
Ah, that's good.
Yes. Yeah. I felt so special. As I was having a hard day.
Classes were hard. Yeah.
It was hard. And then I got M&M's. I'm like, we're doing good. But I want to know, so many people have seen you hand out these snacks.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of it? What is the initiative behind it?
Look, firstly, some people say I'm wasting money in buying sweets. You know, I must correct that. Those are donations from a generous sponsor.
Okay.
And we are grateful for that.
Yes,
I really enjoy doing that, you know. And you know what we were doing the other day? We distributed those chocolates with a message, you know, from Protection Services.
Mm.
You know, we are running a safety campaign. So you don't just want to give people pamphlets.
Yeah.
But for me, it's also an opportunity to meet people like you, you know,
yes,
and brighten your day.
Yes, I agree. It definitely gets the message across. In an effective way, and it brightens our day for sure.
Yeah.
You're extremely grounded, Prof. Like, even when you walked in,
I must tell my wife.
I remember from the UJ walk from last year, you did two laps, you did it twice.
I did.
Again, when I met you, giving us the M&Ms, you connect with your people.
Yeah.
Why is it so important to you to be in touch with the people that you lead?
Yeah, look, leaders must see and be seen, you know. It's good, you know, on average, I do 10 kilometers per day.
Wow.
I go and work and I take a walk. I walk on campus.
Wow.
You see things, you see what's happening, you meet people. I don't want people to think, of vice chancellors, me as a vice chancellor, somebody who's remote, who's always in an office and so on. I want people to meet me. I learn a lot about what people are thinking, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And there is this Malawian saying that a leader that does not have followers, it's not leading, it's only taking a walk. So by engaging with people, then, you know, I'll have a sense of what's happening,
yes,
you know, on our
campuses.
And we
get to know you, we know
That's
who
right.
you are. If we have problems, we know, like,
Siyazi,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So with all the time that you've spent with us and all that you've seen on your walks, how do you do 10K, first of all? I can do 5K.
Yeah.
I went on a race.
Yeah.
I started, we all started at 9 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone was done by half past 10 around there.
Yeah.
I came in at 11. I was still like, guys, I'm coming.
You must remember, Joy, I was a karate student, you know. That spirit is still in me. But I don't do it all at once, you know.
Okay.
Like in the morning before I start work, you know, take a lap, you know. And then around lunchtime, take another lap. And before I go home, take another lap. And I walk with colleagues. It's nice.
Okay, I feel like that's also just so much meaning of life. If you want to get a challenge done, do it in increments.
Because
when you attack it at one go, it seems too big and too much. So with all that you've done and the time you spent with us, the Orange Army, what has been your biggest highlight so far? The moments where you're like, and I remember we also had the staff day last year.
Yeah, oh, that was amazing.
With,
Mafikizolo.
That was special. And we were getting down.
Let me tell you, that was one of the best days.
One of the best days.
I think that was the best staff day we ever had at UJ.
Yes, we had others,
but that was really...
That one was very
the highlight, there's a lot. Oh, it's difficult. But something that comes to mind now is when we announced number one again in Africa in terms of the TAMS Higher Education Impact Rankings and number one in the world in terms of our contribution towards, addressing SDG 1, that is the Sustainable Development Goal 1, which is no poverty. Imagine this world without poverty, and UJ is contributing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, if others could join us, we'll deal with this poverty situation.
Yeah, I agree so much.
There's a lot,
We're going to be getting more into knowing My VC as we continue our series here at UJFM, My VC and I. We've got Prof Mpedi in studio and everything's about to be absolutely amazing. Do keep it locked to UJFM 95.4.
UJFM.
We have the amazing VC in studio. Our very own, the amazing VC, Prof Letlhokwa Mpedi, as we are in our series of My VC and I. Prof.
Yeah.
You've done amazing things.
Thank you.
Zulu, Yazin, I'm full of Kuluma. Yes.
Kuluma, Zulu.
I wanted to talk about, the new book that's being published by our very own UJ Press.
That's right.
I did read on the newsletter this morning that it is coming out on the 10th of May, just before Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And significantly, the title, I believe the title of the book is called Mama. May
you
please shed a light on the book and what we can expect from your book.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is, you're right, your information is right. This is a unique anthology that pays tribute to the strong mother figures, you know, who raised us.
Yeah.
It started with a call to the UJ community, but restricted to staff. And to contribute chapters, just short essays, you know, about the mother figures in their lives. And colleagues didn't disappoint. The book has around 30 chapters.
Wow.
It's divided, into three parts. Part one is, you know, it's about the concept of motherhood. What is it all about? Then there are tributes. And at the end, then you get your letters and poems. You know, there are colleagues who wrote letters to their moms and some composed poems.
Mm.
And ChatGPT-3 also contributed a poem called Mother's Love. So the book will be launched on the 10th of May. And the aim is to celebrate Mother's 2 days before, because Mother's Day is on the 12th. Yeah,
yes.
I'm excited about this. And the book will be available to download free of charge as an open access book. Visit those who are interested, they must visit after the 10th, of course, visit the UJ Press to download the book. But those who want to buy a hard copy, want to touch something, then the book will be on sale for about 150 rand. Mm-hmm. It's not to make any profits, but to cover some of our costs.
Yes.
Amazing. I think I'll be getting a copy for my mom.
I definitely will be because
she'll be coming down.
I'll be happy to autograph it.
Yes. Oh, I love that we're celebrating them early, because we have to celebrate mothers every day because of the wonderful things that they do. Mm-hmm. And so celebrating them early, it's like, pre-Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's a warm-up.
It's a warm-up. Yes.
Speaking of such, like the book that is going to be released on the 10th, are there any upcoming projects that are up your sleeve?
There's a lot, you know. In August, there's a book that we're working on to celebrate the women. You know, it's going to be launched. Hopefully, it will be launched. And we're working hard, you know, during Women's Month. And we're working hard on that one. And there will be a call, once again, inviting UJ staff to contribute, to prepare contributions for a book that would be launched next year. And that one will be celebrating fathers. We're going to launch it just before a Father's Day. So there's a lot that is coming. Personally, I'm working on other projects, you know, some of the big projects to be on the lookout for. It's a book that I co-authored with our former Vice-Chancellor, Professor Chilidzi Marwala. And, you know, it's on AI and the law. The title is AI and the Law.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be published by Palgrave Macmillan. Hard copies will be available around June, but the book is available to be pre-ordered via Amazon. So I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Prof, you just briefly mentioned now kind of the equality, and I know you're very big on that.
Yeah.
You speak very highly of gender equality.
Yeah.
And we have a very nice jingle here, actually, at UJFM, the Women Empowerment Jingle, where every time you play it, it's just like, wow, I'm going to play it a little bit later so that you can hear it.
Yeah.
It's very motivational. How is UJ planning to empower this notion that you've started and keep it consistent, even perhaps after you've left, but keep it within our ethos as a university?
Yeah. Look, there's a lot that UJ is doing, and we involve a lot of people. It's not just one-man show.
Yes,
I'll be honest with you. It's not just me. It's because I have, you know, a good team, you know, on our MEC, Management Executive Committee.
Yeah.
But also throughout the university, we've got a lot of people that we always always invite them to be part of our activities, and they never say no. For example, we reached out to Professor Camilla Naidu and said, Prof, can you please be the MC for our book launch, you know, the Mama book launch?
Yeah.
And you know, said, yes, I'll be there. So there are lots of people who share,
yeah,
you
the
know,
same
this same passion, yeah, and vision. So I'm sure that would help. And once this becomes normal, so there will be that expectation that we continue. Mm. I'm championing some of this, but there are more people who are championing related activities and programs. For example, Dr. Ralepata, our chief operations officer, is a champion for persons, you know, dealing with matters on persons with disabilities. Mm-hmm. I'm championing the men's forum. You know about
yes,
it.
Yes,
our CFO, Ms. Nolwazi Mamurare, is our champion for women's matters. Mm-hmm. We've got a strong transformation office that partnered with me on this book. So it's exciting. So this is going to continue.
Wow, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure you're listening and itching with questions.
Yeah.
So please do hit us up. It's 011-559-1653. We're doing the series My VC and I, so I'm pretty sure you have questions yourself. Do hit us up, or of course, alternatively, we're available on all social media platforms. Any platform, best believe UJFM has a page on there. So send us a message. We want to hear from you what questions you have for your VC.
95.4.
It is for the series My VC and I. The VC asked for a special song request. Now, of course, it's the VC. It's the VC.
We
had
to
do it. But it's Zakes Mantwini on this one. Abaseka right here on UJFM 95.4. You're tuned into the best campus radio station in the world. Getting ready for an amazing weekend with you right here on UJFM 95.4. Like I said, we've got the VC in studio. We're talking all things My VC and I. He's spilling the beans and we're getting to know him on a more intimate level.
On a personal
level.
On a personal level,
you know? We spoke about the book. We spoke about the amazing things that he is doing. Some of his highlights, of course. And some people were itching to know.
Yeah.
They have questions for you, VC.
They
want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So we've got some few questions coming through from our amazing Orange Army. We've got two of them. We've got three, but we've got time for two. But I'm going to try to squeeze all of them in.
Yeah.
So here's the first one.
Yeah.
Hi VC, I hope you're good. I just wanted to ask a question here. Since UJ is based on research mostly, I wanted to know, why doesn't UJ offer internships based on the courses that students are actually doing? For instance, maybe someone who's doing marketing offer internships in some supermarkets, some companies in South Africa, or maybe outside, who knows? So that's what I wanted to ask.
Wow. Look, There are opportunities that are provided by various faculties here at UJ through career fairs and so on. Of course, there is scope to expand on what we are doing, you know, to provide opportunities, you know, for provide opportunities to our students. We did research a few years ago. We found that students that they had part-time jobs or did some internships are the first to be snatched, you know, out there in the labor market.
Yeah.
So what I can say is that as an institution, we'll continue to build on what we're already doing to provide our students with more opportunities.
Yeah.
When I was Deputy Vice Chancellor, we worked on a link on ULink. I don't know if it's working, called the job market or something like that, to connect students with available opportunities out there in the labor market.
That's
so
really cool,
we'll follow up on that.
I'm working towards my BA degree and we often go for practicals.
Yeah.
In these practicals, we already are at schools having to teach and engage.
Yeah.
And from that, I already have principals saying, hey, you should stick around. Let us know when you're done. Leave us your email and send us your CV.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have an opening then. So in the practicals that you're doing, show up.
Yeah.
Do your best because you could get hired from that on the spot.
True.
And also, I do know that the career service, SciCad, they do sometimes tell you on internships that are available.
Yeah.
And there's spaces like UJFM, which is also an internship for us.
Yes,
so.
That's very true.
Yeah.
We have another question coming through for you, Prof.
Hi, VC. I'd like to ask, how's it like to control such a big institution?
Look, I don't control. I lead, you know. It is a big institution. I would say it's fun most of the time, you know. But there are days when it's really tough, you know. But it's part of the job. When I say tough, I mean when we lose a student like we did, you know, in that senseless shooting.
Yeah.
Those things really pain me because, you know, parents send kids to us to study. Mm. And then, you know, making that phone call, you know, it's really difficult. Other than that, I feel very blessed and privileged. It's a great honor to lead this great university because we've got awesome people, starting with the team that I lead. You know, these are amazing people. You can't do it alone. And including our students. Our students are awesome, man.
Yeah. And our Orange Army.
The Orange Army is incredible. Up. And also the UJ staff, man.
Yeah.
We have UJ FM. What more can
what
I
more
ask?
Can you
ask?
You
know, with
come
amazing
on now.
People like yourselves. UJ is where it's at. Is that what you say?
Yes, definitely. UJ is where it's at. I love it. Yes. We need to, yes. Prof, you must go teach also our mothers and fathers this lingo. Yeah. UJ is where it's at. The Orange Army is where it's hot. Yeah, we've got one more coming through for you, Prof.
Good ABC, my name is Bulelani, and I have a question. With the world advancing to a technically dominated space due to the fourth industrial revolution, what plans do the UJ management or you as the vice chancellor have on ensuring that UJ qualifications stay relevant in the employment space? Thank you, sir.
Good question. I mean, everything that we are doing, we make sure that our curriculum is up to date and it's relevant. But over and above, we want somebody who's studying law to understand AI, for example. That's why we've got an online course that you can do at your own pace.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you can do it, you know, whenever you feel like. Free of charge on AI in the fourth industrial revolution. Our students are expected to do that.
Yeah.
And when you finish it, you know, it's about 50 hours. I did it myself one December board, and I enjoyed it so much. And you get a digital certificate. If you want a hard copy certificate, like my wife, you know, you pay 400. I had to pay 400 rands for that hard copy. But really, it's fun. But it's not only that. You know, we have other courses like on sustainable development, financial literacy, and so on.
Yeah.
We don't want somebody studying education walking away with just, you know, knowledge around education. But we want somebody to be broad-minded, to understand, you know, things happening around us. So that is extremely important.
Yeah, that is definitely true. I love how we're also branching into, again, I'm doing my B.Ed degree. Yeah. Mm. We started learning how to teach using AI, and we're teaching avatars. Mm. So within the different faculties, I believe that there is initiative to integrated with what you're studying.
And if I may add, Joy, we also bring some of these technologies to demonstrate to the world, you know, what they can do. For example, last year we launched the 3D concrete printing project. It can print a house, a low-cost house in 8 hours. We were the first university to own and introduce to South Africa a robot dog called Sport.
Yeah,
you know,
I saw that. Yeah.
And we are also doing amazing work in the space of virtual reality and augmented reality. Last week, you saw in my vice chancellor's newsletter where I shared information about the documentary, where you know, one of our own colleague from Isaac from FADA. Who brought Sophia Town, you know, back to life with its Mbaula and smoke and everything.
Wow.
This is what we want to do to show the world what is possible in this 4IR space.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the series My VC and I. I don't know about you, but it's been incredible
having
this VC in studio. Thank you so much for making the time, Prof. We really, really love having you here.
Yeah.
And we hope to have you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. You guys, you know, continue to do the great work that you're doing. You know, UJ is where it's at.
UJ is
the University of Possibilities.
Yes. UJ FM.